going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve Stone, White Sox TV analyst.
And the pitcher, a 12-game winner already this year, Steve Stone.
Former American League Cy Young Award winner. Over 4 decades of excellence in the booth. No one breaks down baseball like Stoney.
Apparently, we're down one first base coach. Jason, game starting. Apparently, he didn't see the umpire signal to start the game again.
Steve Stone with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Steve Stone, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring. Check them out, Aturo.com. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, Mully. How are you?
You know, we're doing okay. We've been talking a lot, obviously, about the White Sox and kind of where they're at and what to do. And obviously, Martin Perez going on the 60-day IL doesn't help. And we kind of talked about what, you know, you can't – they've got a lot of guys that have gotten injured that have had Tommy John surgery. There's not the same depth in the rotation that you might have hoped for when the season began. And you know, we had a conversation this morning about Jonathan Cannon. And is he, if he's going off the boil, if he's having problems, does he have to wear it, or can you do something about it? Is this just a part of the schedule right now where you can't afford to lose any starters, so you kind of have to keep everyone going in the way they've been going?
Well, it appears that at this point, Jonathan's not getting out of himself what he wants to. And the sad part about it is the stuff is pretty good. He gets behind early, and I haven't seen a guy that is consistently going from 0-2 to 3-2, because I think he's trying to make the perfect pitch. And you don't have to make the perfect pitch. You just have to make sure you don't get to 3-2. Most of the time, you allow the runners perhaps to go, and you have to make then a critical pitch or you walk the guy. So you'd like to get him out when you're ahead. Jonathan is able to get ahead of just about everybody. And the thing that gives you hope is that the last couple of starts, although he started very rocky, he started throwing the ball pretty well. I mean, he gave up one hit the last three innings, didn't walk anybody yesterday. But he wants to come out of the gate a little stronger. So they're not ready to pull the plug yet on Jonathan Cannon. Number one, it is a numbers game, and losing Martin is a big one, because that's a guy that you knew, if he continued to throw like he did, you were going to be able to get something back in the trade market. And at this point, being injured, being a 14-year vet, getting something back in the trade looks fairly remote at this point, unless he comes back, you know, gangbusters like he was before that last outing.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. You look at what the Sox did in the offseason, and I think he was one of the few MLB players with experience that they added, and he was off to a respectable start, Steve. I wonder now, how do you replace somebody who was at least giving you somewhat of a predictable outcome every fifth day, and where do you think they go to try to replace him?
Well, I can't really answer that question, because I don't know exactly what the game plan is going to be with the two young left-handers. But I think at this point that you have one of the guys in Smith that came from a high-powered college program, and you have the other guy in Noah Schultz that probably needs a little more down there. So I'm not sure they're going to go with that option. But right now, look, it's a quandary. I think one of the things that they're toying with, the idea, is going with an opener and getting a guy an inning or two at the start, and then making sure that your starting pitcher then doesn't have to face the heart of the order in that third at-bat, which usually, third time around, usually causes some problems for a lot of these guys. So, but, you know, look, this is a difficult thing. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to tell you that the team has had a whole lot of talent the last couple of years, but it has had an inordinate amount of injuries, and they continue to happen. I mean, losing Mydroth for 10 games, you got to believe that there's so much incentive to play against the Red Sox, a team that recently traded him, that if he could have possibly gone, he would have gone in the final game of the series. And so his being on the injured list is never a good thing. And we're slowly losing guys that we were going to depend on. The lineup doesn't even look close to what the lineup and the way they envisioned it. But I know that's baseball. It just seems to be happening a lot lately.
Steve, I think it's a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night game, you had Barfield on. Josh Barfield was your guest, and you asked him a great question, which was, do you have any young arms down in the minor leagues that you're looking at as a potential closer? And I was surprised that his answer was Grant Taylor. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but, you know, he's probably their best right-handed pitcher. He's in the same rotation as Schultz and Smith. But I was thinking about the way he answered that question about the player himself, and I was just wondering. We had a conversation with Bruce, and then David and I started talking about it, and I was wondering, you know, given the way the Sox used to operate, and by that I'm thinking like Mark Burley came up as a reliever and then eventually became a starter. Ditto with Chris Sale, you know, Garrett Crochet the same way. Is there any possibility that they could bring, and I mean, I know this is their Birmingham pitching staff, but, you know, could they bring up Schultz and Smith, Hagen Smith and Taylor, and use them
as kind of power bullpen arms, where you would have this, you know, you'd have these guys starting that are kind of throwing the way they're throwing, some of the current starters, and then, you know, shift things up a little bit with the speed coming from those guys. Like, if they're using their bullets and developing, why not have them do it at the major league level as relievers, and then you could stretch them out eventually if that's what your plan is moving forward to next year, the year after? Is that an absurd idea?
Well, I think bringing three up to do the same job is probably a bit much, but you could do it with one of them. I agree with Josh because, Taylor looked really good in spring training, and that's a guy that you can put in the back end. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I mean, this is a real quandary. I don't think they want to rush the two left-handers specifically up this quickly, but you never know. I mean, the question was posed, can you do that? Yes, you can pretty much do whatever it is you want, but that's something that I think you'd be rushing two guys that look like they have very bright futures.
Edgar Caro has been pretty impressive in coming up quicker than maybe people expected. How surprised have you been, Steve? And what do you think the plan is at that position? Because they do have a lot of young talent, and whether it's Kyle Teal at AAA or when you get everybody healthy, there could be, you use the word quandary, but they could have a nice dilemma at the catching position.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, first of all, Theis has done a terrific job back there, although he has taken a beating. Yeah, it's more depth in the catching position than I've seen since I've been here, and I got here in 2008. That's a very pleasant thing to have, because this was an organization that was challenged to bring up catchers. And so you trade for a few, and you suddenly have yourself a really strong situation back there. But down the road, I don't know. I mean, it looked like Corey Lee was just coming around, and he got hurt. And sometimes, you know, the line doesn't stop. It keeps on going. So it's a very pleasant problem to have. It's one they haven't had in a long time, but one they find themselves in now. So what they're going to do, I don't know. Caro's been looking very, very good, and he's only had a chance to throw out one base dealer. He was able to do that, so that was pretty good.
I heard you guys talking about him taking like accelerated English classes, and the idea being that he knows that if he's going to be able to impact the pitching staff, he's going to have to speak English. I've been so impressed listen, he's playing great, he's hitting the ball, but by his post-game interviews, it's amazing how much work he seems to have put into that element of his game in order to be able to communicate with the pitchers. I've been really overwhelmed by hearing him.
No, I think that's a really good idea because, yes, you'd like to be able to go out there and speak to them so that they understand it, not having to bring out another guy. Whether it's a pitching coach or an interpreter. I think it's a good idea, and I think he's a bright young kid with a really bright future. So we really like what we see of him.
If Chase Meidroth returns healthy and takes the same approach at the plate as he has in a very small sample size, but an impressive one, where would you bat him, Steve? What's the best spot in the order for Chase Meidroth?
I like him as a leadoff hitter, but if he continues to hit, maybe he can drive in some runs. I mean, we're looking for runs, as you guys know. I don't know. I mean, I like him because he puts the bat on the ball, has long at-bats, and many times, you know, the guy had a 420-something on-base percentage in the minor leagues, so you got to think he knows how to get on base. I like him at the top.
Steve, when we talk about a team that, you know, is losing at the rate that the White Sox have been losing. Is it the sort of thing that makes it more difficult on player development? Because, you know, Benintendi is back now. He's kind of a professional hitter. You look at Meidroth coming up. I mean, the guy gets on base, and he's done a really good job. And we talk about Cuero, but there's almost like not enough. It's like you need more runs somehow out of that lineup. Does that worry you in terms of the development of the other players?
No, it doesn't worry me about development. It worries me about winning baseball games now, which is what you have to do. You can't win baseball games 2 years from now because you don't have 2 years and you don't know what's going to happen. But you have to shape everything to winning now. So you have to walk that fine line, because normally your development process is in the minor leagues. But the Sox have been forced to develop at the major league level. And that's usually not conducive to wins, but that's something that I know Will and his staff are very cognizant of. They want to win now. They game plan to win today, although you have to have a bit of an eye down the road. Normally, a manager has that immediacy, and a front office, a general manager, and his assistants have that longer view. Right now, they're in a situation where what has to happen is pretty simple. The Sox have to find a way to develop hitters. They have not really done that. They've done a really nice job of developing arms, but as far as developing hitters, they haven't done quite the job they would like to do. Consequently, you just don't score enough runs, and if you don't score enough runs, every mistake you make is magnified, and we've seen that. So that's why you're playing 227 baseball. However, they're playing better baseball. I know the end result is still you have to win, but they're just playing better baseball than they played most of last season, which is at least the first step forward. And so I think they have a chance in the future if they start to develop some hitters. I think that's one of the big things, because we've proven conclusively. I mean, look at the A's team that took three from our ball club in Chicago. They did it by hitting the ball out of the ballpark. You can evaluate all you want to. The reality is that our ballpark in Chicago, the Rate, is a home run hitter's ballpark, especially as it gets warmer. And so if you don't have as many home run hitters as the team that's coming in to play you, you now have a disadvantage 81 times a year. You cannot afford to have a disadvantage 81 times a year, or you finish up the track, which is what we've seen happen. So developing power in a power ballpark is essential. You might remember the Whitey Herzog teams of both Kansas City and St. Louis. They were big artificial ballparks, and speed was at a premium. So Whitey Herzog could not allow anybody to come in with more speed than he has. So he had one beast and eight fleas, and he beat everybody because he was faster than everybody who came in. So 81 times a year, he had a big advantage. Well, the Sox are playing with a disadvantage because they just don't hit enough home runs.
I'm old enough to remember when Luis Robert Jr. used to hit home runs, and I don't know what happened to him at the plate. I don't know what happened to his power, and I don't know what happened to him as a hitter. What's the most reasonable explanation for what happened to Luis Robert, the guy who once was feared at the plate and now doesn't seem to pose much of a threat?
Well, I think if anybody had the answer to that, then he wouldn't be going through what he's going through. David, I just don't know. I don't know if anybody does know. But there are times when he goes up there and he looks locked in. And there are other times, and this is more often, when he goes up there and he starts swinging at pitches, you know, 8 inches off the outside corner and does that consistently. So right now, they're breaking his bat on fastballs, and he's hitting some hanging sliders, but it's not the Luis Robert that we've seen. And if anybody had the answer to that, he probably wouldn't be going through this.
Steve, you know, I think the expectations and the hopes for different players, it's always maybe unrealistic looking at minor league players, but how much has Colson Montgomery's lack of development injured the prospects of this year's team?
Well, there's no doubt they wanted to give him a shot, but I don't think they wanted to give him a shot when this camp started. Certainly they want to see him hit a little bit more, and he's starting to swing the bat a bit better in the minor leagues. They also sent him down there to smooth out his defense, making the routine plays, you know, the special plays will take care of themselves. But as a shortstop especially, you have to make all the routine plays. When there's a double play to be made, you have to make it. You have to make sure your throws are good if you're going in the hole or whatever you have to do, especially when you go to your left. And they wanted him to smooth that aspect out. By all reports, he is getting better in the field, and I know he hit another home run yesterday or the day before, so maybe he's starting to swing the bat again. But yeah, they would like to see him do what Torkelson has done. I mean, the Tigers sent Torkelson down to the minor leagues last year, and this was a 1-1. This was a guy they drafted with the first pick in the draft, and now this year looks like he's figured it out, and he's become a force. He's become that right-handed power bat that they need in the middle of a left-handed lineup. Well, that's the kind of player, and I don't think Montgomery is going to be Torkelson as far as power is concerned, but he's also going to be most likely a better defender. So that's what the Sox would like from him, to come back, bounce back, and start to hit the baseball consistently, because they like everything about him. He's a great kid. He certainly is not going to quit doing what he's doing, and hopefully one day the light turns on and he never stops hitting.
Steve, one of the few bright spots, Cam Boozer pitched over the weekend in Boston, where he had familiarity and received an award for what he has been through. His ERA is around 2, but the story's even better. Retired in 2017 at Tommy John surgery, was a carpenter for a while, played for the Chicago Dogs. How do you explain Cam Boozer being in the majors right now and being effective as he is?
Well, if you can get it up there 96 to 98 all the time, and you got a really good slider, all you got to do is throw it over the plate, and most likely you're gonna work out all right. I mean, you make it as a rookie at the age of 31. That's pretty impressive. So give him some credit for perseverance. He's got a great arm. I think that's how you make it. He realized that there were still some pitches left. He was running out of time, so he said, you know what, I'll go back, I'll give it a shot again, and it's worked out pretty well. He's wearing a major league uniform and actually doing a fine job out of the pen. And he's one of the guys right now, I mean, in lieu of anybody else coming up, he's one of the guys I would consider to be the closer, because his stuff is closer stuff.
Steve, obviously the Twins up next, and we saw them, I believe at one point they had a 40% chance to be a playoff team. That was by Pro Baseball Reference. In the last 3 weeks, it's down to about 8%. I mean, they've fallen. They're on some hard times. Do you like seeing that kind of timing with a playoff, with a baseball series? You know, when you're talking about the Sox needing to just get some wins and to, you know, give them a little breathing room moving forward this year, is this a good time to catch a team when their playoff chances are suddenly scuttled over a 3 week lapse?
Well, look, the Twins have had many of the same problems that the Sox have had, in that their big three, Correa, yeah, Buxton, and Lewis, they can't keep on the field together. I think they were on the field 25 games last year, something like that, all together. So they've had their problems, and, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you in this league.
No.
If you're down, well, they try to bury you. And if you're up, well, they try to knock your legs out from under you. So that's what this is. And for the Sox, look, the Red Sox are a pretty good baseball team. They don't appear that way defensively at times, but they're a pretty good team, and the Sox went 3-4 against them, our Sox. So I think this team can play with a lot of these teams. It really doesn't matter who you play. Our Sox have shown when they hit the ball out of the ballpark, they actually win some of those games. And so that's, you know, it's not like they're not trying to do that, but they don't have a whole lot of home run hitters on this team. It doesn't matter that they're playing the Twins or that they go play the A's or Milwaukee when they come home off this road trip. You just play who's ever on the schedule, and if you're playing good baseball, you do well. And if not, well, then things get real tough for you in a hurry, as we've seen.
Great stuff, Steve. Thanks a ton for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, guys, have a good show, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
That is Steve Stone.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.